No, I'm not going to play the Pussycat song by Connie Barnett. No. Oh, he always played that. Oh, that was Little Black Pussy by Ramona Parrish. And then we heard Black Cat by Tommy Collins. Very nice, very nice. All right. Well, how shall we continue with less than an hour ago? I got to start playing all some of the big, heavy hitting black tunes, man. These are songs all about the color black. Man, this is some good stuff. Next week's going to be a bit of a stretch. I thought I'd have an easier time with gray, because that is going to be where we're melting all the colors of the Crayola crayon box, and it turns out to be Pittsburgh's favorite sky color, gray. So yes, nice gray skies, and have a show to go. And hopefully next Friday, the skies will be gray, so I can do that. But if it's blue, that's nice too. Ah, I am like a poet, and I don't even realize it. Funny. Okay, so let's bring him out. Let's drag him out of his coffin, screaming Lord Sutch, all black and hairy. WRC and the T.
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man, all black and hairy. Well, he looked at me with his beady red eyes, and I'm telling you, I got quite a surprise. Huh. As I looked at him, my legs turned to lead as the monster reared his ugly head. With mud and worms hanging from his back, he outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack. It was then that I realized it was time to go, so I dropped my shovel and sprang to my toes. I raced through the cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting a feed. A feed. It was then that I tripped, stumbled and fell. He screamed past me, heading for hell. I crawled on my graveyard, hands and knees. I got to the wall, I knew I was free. Free! And now that I'm safe and in the street, it's taught me a lesson about digging deep. And now at home, I cannot sleep, 'cause I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Well, I'm always frightened of what I might meet. Yes, I'm always frightened of what I might meet.
You dragged me away and left me on a barbed wire fence. My monster in black tights, you've got the kind of eye that I like. With your wrinkled up chin where the worms have been, you make me want to hold you tight. Oh, I love to see you hopping along. What else can you do with three legs? Though it may seem ever so wrong, I like your face. When you're in your best, my monster in black tights, you're everything a freak like I likes. And if you say you won't run away, I'll untie your chains today. Oh, I love to see you up in a
was the Sharks doing a fabulous tune by David Edward Such, otherwise known as Lord Such. What a guy he was. What a guy he was. He had a rough life, always battling depression, bipolar order, all that horrible stuff. But boy, was he a lot of fun. He also did Old Black and Harry. He was actually, they call him the godfather or the grandfather of shock rock. This is before Alice Cooper, and this is before Arthur Brown. He would come out as like, you know, as like a ghoul, and he would like chase into the audience. And he is a, and he ran for, I believe he ran for political office quite a bit for the Looney Party. So he did the best he could with what he had. But fascinating creature, Lord Such. And the Sharks doing a cover of Monster in Black Tights. Let's see here. Okay, so I want to break the rules again here, because I'm a rule breaking Z is what they call me. And this song is by a band called The Blacks, who I really, really still like. Very unpopular. Well, I mean, they've been unpopular, but just... they were so good. This is kind of why I do this radio show. It's to play things that I think has just been buried, that is just incredible music, but it's just unheard. Nobody hears it. Nobody cares. You know, these a lot of these people just put so much into their music, and they just don't, you know, they don't have the mainstream appeal. They do it for the love of music. And that's kind of what I hope this radio show kind of, the legacy of this radio show is that people hear it decades from now and go, wow, that's a really interesting song. I wish that guy would shut up and play more music. But boy, what a good song that was. This guy really needs some help. But you know what? That last song was really good. Well, this is the Blacks out of Chicago. I got to see these guys live. And, this is from their second album. It's called Off the Couch, The Blacks. Just really love their sound. Here we go.
walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Nobody knows. But they all agree that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge, he said, son, what is your alibi? Not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. Stood in the crowd, but shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan in a long black veil, she cries on my bones.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. No. I said nobody knows.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. eyes, suck your eyes, and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
From the seventh circle of hell, Sandler and Young, those couple of chatruzes, doing the Beatles' Blackbird. Yeah, ooh, chillingly hellish. Yeah, before that, the only thing that came out of Cleveland halfway decent, man, the Cowslingers with Mexican Blackbird, and the fabulous and tragic, or fabulously tragic, Amy Winehouse. Back to Black. A good song's a good song's a good song that's a good song. That's a good song. We heard Black and Blue by The Selector. We heard the Modettes doing their version of the Stones' Painted Black. Kid Congo Powers and the Monkey Birds, Black Bag. And Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. What a great record Kicking Against the Bricks was. It's him doing all these like classic, classic songs. That was Long Black Veil. And then we heard, we started off with the Blacks doing Off the Couch. You're listening to Zombo right here. Half and an hour to go. And I got to tell you about Compulsive Eaters. It's a group that you get together and it's a 12-step group. And they get together and they hang out and they talk about the problems with food and eating. And then they get too fat, they're too thin. See, they shouldn't put the too fat and the too thin people together. That is like putting matter and antimatter together. Or it's like putting pasta and antipasta together. So needless to say, they got meetings throughout the Pittsburgh. But see, this is from 2008. So I don't know if compulsive eaters is still happening or not. Call 412-225-1664 and find out. They probably forwarded that number to a Domino's Pizza. If I know my capitalist system correctly, that's where that went. And then CFS. It's just not for breakfast anymore. It's chronic fatigue syndrome. And it affects more than 4 million and 1. 4 million and 1. Anyhow, it doesn't involve narcolepsy. So I'm good with that. It's the CDC, tvc15.gov/CFS. For your diagnosis and treatment. And chances are, if you're too late, and that's from 2008 too. So if, you haven't gotten around to it since then, you really got the chronic fatigue. All right, it is winding down this Black show. And it is all songs featuring the color black. And wow, this was just a nice series to do. I got one more in this series, and that is Gray, because I didn't belong in the original 8 box, but just melting it down and doing Gray. Just doing that next week. All right, yeah, we good? Got to tell you about some other shows here on this station. You want to know about some other shows on this station, don't you? You don't? Oh, man. Well, anyhow, David Pac-Man started out as a video game. And then he started his own weekly midweek politics show in the basement of his house. There you go. And then it blossomed into this show that's on WRCT Fridays through Mondays. It goes backwards sometimes. 7 to 8 a.m. And the Echo Chamber. Is anybody out there? If you are, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 and listen to good music. We will listen to good music together. That's one thing you like about this WRCT, don't you? It's got some good music. And that's the beauty of the station. People love familiarity breeds contempt. If I turn on the radio and I know I'm going to hear something I know that I've heard a million times, it makes me angry. If I turn in like something else and it just sounds like toothpaste, it makes me angry. And you don't want to make me angry. Because once I get my shekels up, well, I get kind of sleepy. I just kind of lay down, curl into a fetal position and take a nap. The end. Ready? Ready for more? Got less than a half hour to go. And I've got so much incredible. I'm going to play one of my favorite black songs of all time. And it's from a band that actually got to be super popular later on. But early in their career, they put out some really epic records. Out of Manchester, they were contemporaries of The Fall and The Smiths. The band called James. And they started out as kind of a jam band, believe it or not. And then they just got some really nice direction and started writing some, crafting some great tunes. And then Eno got a hold of them, produced a record, made them a big hit. And now they're okay. But this album, Strip Mining, from the early 90s, has a song on there that is just, that's correct. It's called Black Hole. And it is the band James. And this is WRCT. Very poignant and thought-provoking and delicious.
I've been digging this grave, but now that it's made, I see the black is one hell of a color. Want to break out, so I start to shout, but the mortician's return to his parlor. Black hole, black hole. Wrapped in my shroud upstairs, the music's so loud that I can't concentrate on my sorrow. Let down my hair and find something to wear, and then dance myself into tomorrow. Black hole, black
throw me home. this winter is wearing me thin. Blasting my flags to the marrow. Blasting my flags to the marrow.
I dig holes, I need holes. 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 I dig holes,
that holes, that holes, that holes.
I dig holes, I need holes.
myriad choices of his fate set themselves out upon a plate for him to choose. What had he to lose? Not a ghost bloody country all covered with sleep where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gonna choose, choose to go. Wandering's brother walked on through the dawn with his hair in his face, long and long split to cut from a knife from Chi-Chi. Cut mouths, bleeding razors, forget and the pain, antiseptic remains, goo goodbye. So you fly to the cozy brown snow of the east. Choose to go, choose to choose. Ropeman's refrain of the sacrilege recluse for the loss of a horse with the bowels and the tail of a rat. Oh, oh, choose to go. Sacrificial remains make it hard to forget where you come from. The stools of your eyes serve to realize pain. Choose to go. If epiphany's terror reduced you to shame, have your head bobbed and weave, choose a side or to be on. If the stone glances off, split didactics in two, leave the glitter of mouse trails all screen trapped between. If you choose, if you choose, try to lose, for the loss of remain, come and start again. I chi-chi, chi-chi I, chi-chi-chi. Oh, Kaitako, if you choose, choose to lose, choose to go.
Some things still get me, you know? I had that record when I was like... My brother actually had that record. And I enjoyed that record so much. I was like maybe 10 years old. It's amazing listening to that song. It's Black Sunshine by a band called Indian Summer. And it kind of is very remind me a lot of 21st Century Schizoid Man. Kind of the way it's put together, that other little part there. So that was kind of interesting to actually revisit that and go, oh, yeah, I can see why I like that. The lead singer of that actually went on to be in Badfinger. One of the replacement guys for Badfinger. Believe me, there was a lot of replacement guys for Badfinger. And I think he is currently touring as the band Badfinger. So there you go with that. We heard Harry Howard and the Near-Death Experience with Old Black Shoe. Oh, Velvet Underground from their, I think it was their 1992 reunion. Very nice. Black Angels Death Song. The Waistcoats. Ah, bringing in the ghost of Syd Barrett. That was Entering a Black Hole, sounding a bit like Interstellar Overdrive. And James started that dark, trippy set off with Black Hole. You're listening to Zombo here. We need to smooth some of this black out and get into a beautiful, fun, little happy black tune. This is Bye Bye Blackbird, Tiny Tim. Next week is All Gray, Polkamaniacs playing at the Sedgwick Stage tomorrow at 4:20 in Mentally Illvale. So hopefully you'll go to the Mentally Ill Vale Music Festival. So there we go. Tiny Tim, Zombo in your brain. I am remaining.
This is a Bye Bye Blackbird twist.
And of course with Brave Combo. in your brain, WRCT. Right here in the Pittsburgh.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon.
In the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at speckbrothers.com. My name is Paul. I host a little program here on WRCT called Viva La Mock. Happens each and every Friday evening. However, right now and for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you music from The Clean. Tally Ho, the 1981 debut single from New Zealand's The Clean. It was also the very second single issued on the Flying Nun record label and peaked at number 19 on the New Zealand singles chart. Now, The Clean actually got their start back in 1978. Two brothers, David and Hamish Kilgore, started to play and write music together, David on guitar, Hamish on drums. Original bassist Peter Gutteridge was eventually replaced by Robert Scott. Now, the band took their name from a character in the movie Free Ride. The character's name? Mr. Clean.